I am seeing some of the most remarkable weather anomaly videos that are being posted on my Facebook page right now. A tornado spotted in Edmonton, Alberta, but it's a time-lapse video of how the clouds moved about over Edmonton, and it's the strangest thing you'll ever see. They swirl in a counterclockwise motion, and it's almost like another breath of wind blew them all in another direction, as if the weather patterns are so chaotic that you can't even figure out what's going to happen next. And there are a lot of people who are posting that weather is out of control where they are. Some of them are already experiencing some of this strange weather happening right now. Somebody said in Ohio, it seems it's all over the television channels that this is happening. Yeah, I'd like to hear from somebody who may be experiencing or witnessing the formation of this derecho, because they're frightening, and this could last for a while. They could move a long way. So 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. We go to Wyatt in New York. Hi, Wyatt. You're on Ground Zero.
Well, Clyde, listen, I love your show. I also listen to Michael Savage. He's getting pretty intense himself.
Okay.
He started to talk about a police state. He really shocked me last night. I didn't think it was going to get that out of him.
Well, it does get out of hand, and now this is the next phase, I believe.
Yeah, let's talk about the weather.
Okay.
There is a weatherman right now that's been running around. I think he's been on George Norrie. He's with Art Bell, and he's been claiming for years out in the public, and I think he's still a weatherman. We have to look him up. He claims that the clouds, the whole thing is digitized.
Scott Stevens.
He doesn't think anything's out of control. He said it's digitized because the cloud formations are not natural.
Right, right.
Okay, so the question of whether or not they're controlling the weather, it's not out of control. They're using it as a weapon.
So what would be the motive, do you think?
Out of control.
What would be the motive? What do you think the weather...
A lot of it is just chaos, isn't it? I mean, they want to create chaos. They're working on our emotional system. I don't know whether they're trying to get us to revolt so that they can have a police state. It's a possibility.
You can't revolt too badly when you're in the middle of a disaster. In fact, you're basically begging for the police state because you need help. And that's the thing, is that we're not self-sufficient right now, Wyatt.
That's also true. They could be doing this so that they keep calling out FEMA. They want us to get used to these people, these stormtroopers in the freaking streets. They want us to get used to it. Did you read that they had a checkpoint? I think it was in Massachusetts. Where was it? That they had a checkpoint where they were taking blood and they were offering people $6 and $60 for a blood and they were $10 for a mouth swab.
Uh huh.
And he had some kind of a survey on checkpoint right in the freaking street.
Yeah, I read about that. Yes, they are. They're taking crazy. Blood off the street. They're stopping you in your car. Police are, and they're taking
that's
blood from
crazy.
You. Yes.
That's crazy.
Listen, I know. This is probably the most peculiar time in our history where we're seeing blood samples. I know.
These are the end times.
Oh,
these
it is.
The end times. Gee, if you had to read what Jesus said, because this is exactly what he said. He said there'll be volcanoes and there will be earthquakes in different places. What he meant by that is that they wouldn't be in the same places that they've been before. They're going to be in different places, which means that Satan has already got all of his hardware and his software and all the electronics in place. That's what he meant by that.
So you're saying Satan sitting at a big power grid pushing the buttons and laughing as he's watching us all suffer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been going on since the 70s. They had in somewhere they made a law that you were some kind of a treaty that you couldn't use weather as a weapon.
Right, right.
So then why would we have a treaty if it wasn't possible?
Well, that's true. They used it in Bosnia, and they also used it in Vietnam. You know that.
Yeah, well, but look at New Orleans. New Orleans was obvious what they did. They can take a hurricane, because they can pick six or seven of them come through there every year. They'll pick a hurricane, just one they want, and they'll get it to go right through the Gulf of Mexico. All they've got to do is heat up the water in front of it and then guide it through like a Pied Piper, and we're right into exactly where they want it to go.
Well, yes, they can move storms. They can move clouds. In fact, they can lay down the chemtrails, and those can form clouds over areas, and they can move, gather moisture, and dump a whole lot of rain and cause a whole lot of havoc for people in other areas.
Now, listen to this, because I must slide into something a little bit different, but it's very serious. And I've been meaning to tell you this for a long time. There are two beasts in the book of Revelation. One comes out of the sea, and one comes out of the earth. I have the definitions of both of these beasts, and I can lay them out for you perfectly.
And what are they?
Every part of it.
What are they?
Okay. The first beast that comes out of the earth, out of the sea, has got the appearance of a leopard, it has the mouth of a lion, and it has the feet of a bear.
Right.
So that leopard's got spots. So there is a superpower on the United States, a superpower in the world that has spots, and that's the United States. We're the only country that has spots. All of our states represent spots like on a leopard. All of the spots in a leopard are all different sizes and all different shapes, and all of those spots make up the leopard.
And what's the other beast?
That's who the beast is. Now, it says that it should have a mortal wound, and the mortal wound would be healed. And the whole world would wonder after the beast. That happens in Pearl Harbor. That was the seventh fleet.
Okay.
That was the seventh head.
So what's the other beast? I got to get to the break. What's the other beast?
The other beast is Ronald Reagan.
Why would it be Ronald Reagan? He's dead. He doesn't mean anything to us anymore.
It doesn't matter. He already set in place. If you read all of what he did, that he would make an image unto the beast. He did that during the McCarthy hearings. He was the president of SAG. And they turned Hollywood into a propaganda machine. That's the image of the beast, Hollywood.
Well, it doesn't apply now then, because Ronald Reagan's gone.
It doesn't matter. All the things he set in place, he was the one that caused all small and great free and bond to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. He did that, because before that, you couldn't get a Social Security number until you were 14 or 15 years old. He made it a law that you got it when you were born.
So who's the Antichrist, in your opinion?
The Antichrist is the Vatican City.
Wow. That's a simple thought.
Yeah, I lean towards
the monarchy. I lean towards Prince William. That's what I see.
Well, the reason why I say it's a Vatican is because in order to be an Antichrist, you have to be claiming to be Christian.
Well, and what do the royalty believe? They believe that they're Christian. They also believe that they have the blood directly from King David and from Jesus.
I understand that. But they don't.
That's the big secret. They don't. So what are they? They are from the synagogue of who? Because if they pretend to be of the holy line and they're not, they are liars.
Well, very true.
So, I mean, I'm sorry we got off on this tangent about the eschaton. Maybe we'll talk about the Antichrist another show. I don't know. I haven't done that in a while.
I'm sorry. I know.
When you get into this type of stuff, you always wind up getting into discussions about the end times. But, you know, to keep things in line, though, and everything, I mean, this kind of discussion is good for a little apple pie and coffee, Wyatt. I'm sorry I'm not in New York. I'd sit down and have a cup of coffee and some apple pie with you. We'd discuss this.
Absolutely. I'd love it, yeah.
All right, buddy. You have a great night.
Thanks a lot, Clay.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye. God bless you. 888-673. It's true. You know, this is the kind of stuff late at night after the show. You just want to kick back. Nice cup of coffee. You hear it pour in, and, you know, it's like, think yourself, oh, yeah, it's going to keep me up all night. But who cares? I'm with this guy, Wyatt. He's talking to me about crazy stuff, about the end times, about leopards and wounds and beasts from the ocean and everything else. You're thinking to yourself, yep, and the storms are getting bigger and scarier and lightning and thunder. I mean, come on. Apple pie, coffee, derechos, tornadoes. It's a great time to be alive. You know why I'm laughing, right? I may be kidding, but I'm very serious about what I kid about. 888-673. Oh, man, I'd hate. I mean, I'm looking at the clouds outside my window right now. They don't look too pleasing. 888-6, and you know what's cooler now? I mean, we had 80, 90-degree temperatures a couple days ago. I had almost heat stroke, and now we're going to be back to December temperatures. That's not working for me. 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. We'll be back with more Ground Zero. And your phone calls coming up. Don't go away.
FM News 101 KXL.
More with Clyde Lewis and Ground Zero on FM News 101.
Everyone is in on the secrets, and big things are being planned. Call Clyde Lewis now, Ground Zero.
It's no secret that we live on an active planet, but boy, I tell you, it's been very active. And this story in the Atlantic was something that caught my eye today amidst all the the tug of wars and the war world words going on with the Prism, and just the whole irony of the thing, stating that, you know, what if it was just some cosmic joke that happened that basically took away all of our ability to gather data and spy on each other if we had a big power grid failure, if the sun blasted something at us. I'm not talking about a kill shot. Everybody's like, oh, the kill shot story. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something just crippling us. You know, set weapons for stun. The sun sets weapon for stun. And, you know, we've seen those coronal holes have been, forming. And we've got these solar winds. And we even had the northern lights, the auroras move further south, the southern latitudes. These are things that you need to really pay attention to because your government's paying attention to them. They're preparing. And it's not some crazy, you know, it's not some crazy cockamamie idea to talk about it because it seems that it had enough concern that, you know, it was in a magazine and it was, you know, it's not in the mainstream yet. But, you know, give it a moment, you know, give us some sort of a blast or some sort of a heavenly fear. I mean, people just, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? We're going to look up the sky, immediately think the world's going to end. And, you know, and they even got into the idea of perhaps human manipulation in all this. The idea of a weather war. They're not, and that's not a conspiracy rag either. Let's go down to Brett in Michigan, WTAM, 1100 AM. You're on Ground Zero.
Yeah, Clyde. Hey, the fellow already mentioned Scott Stevens. Nick Begich, who has authored the books Angels Don't Play This Harp, yeah. Earth Rising 2,
yes.
Has also done a video called Brave New World. And, what he does is he documents the fact that Bernard Eastland, the acknowledged father of the HAARP weather warfare and associated technology, which can be deployed for mass brainwave entrainment, mass mind control, this is all a reality. And as far it's documented. It's documented in the congressional record. Patents have been granted. Mm-hmm. Even the UN is fully informed about this. As far as the massive intelligence surveillance centers of the NSA, I believe you mentioned James Bamford, who mm-hmm. authored the book Puzzle Palace, and then what was it? Shadow Factory. So we have this Israeli Mossad, CIA, FBI, NSA. I mean, what we have to look at here is identifying the enemies within, and a fellow who called previously alluded to it. The Synagogue of Satan is a book done by Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, who's a retired British intelligence officer. He identifies many of the entities involved, especially with the most crucial world events for probably the last 200 years or longer. He identifies the primary families involved up to this very day. So my idea here, Clyde, is a solution. Why don't we have a massive one of those collective consciousness experiments that Art Bell originated, I think, when there was a drought in Texas. So he admonished his audience to focus prayerfully or, you know, otherwise, their mind power on the drought and you know, the solution, which would be, you know, a major torrential rainstorm. And it happened. And it didn't take very, just a day or so later that it happened. I think we could do the same thing against the New World Order clique. I think we could focus our collective mind power on these identified families. And we could just, you know, imagine that they all died of a massive cardiac failure event, all on the same day or the same night. I think we need to do this.
So you think that we need to wish death on someone?
We need to focus our attention. Oh, yeah. they've done it. They have done it hundreds of thousands
of times. But that makes us, look, Brett, that makes us just like them. Do you want to be just like them? I mean, look, if you want to be just like them, by all means do. I don't want to be like them. I want to keep my life happy and you know, if they're going to do their nonsense, let them do their nonsense. I'm not going to, unless we can find some way that we can have them, well, we can wish for them what they wish for us. We can,
unfortunately, they have all the power, they have all the technology, and all we have is our collective mind power, which I think can triumph.
Well, I wouldn't want to use my collective mind power to create a curse in the world, because curses double back and kick your ass so hard you don't know what's coming at you.
I mean, this is the antidote.
When you get into chaos magic, Brett,
this is the antidote for their skullduggery.
But Brett, when you get into chaos magic and causal engineering, you got to know what you're doing. Otherwise, you're going to come back and you're going to get your butt kicked. No doubt. Trust me on this one, man. They've got powerful magic. Look, if you want to organize something, or if you want me to bring on somebody that can probably, because I have people who listen to my program. They're not part of the upper echelon near the great eye. But there's certainly somewhere down the line where they do know how these guys operate, and they do want to try and see about how they can at least dismantle the thought of empire, dismantle that quest that they have. They want to be able to reveal the secrets as well. And so, you know, when you're looking at a planet where all hell is breaking loose, you know, you have to figure that the reason why it's breaking loose is because I think maybe it's a signal that something, some supernatural power, whether it be God or devil or whatever, is a little bit ticked off at the fact that we're not paying attention to what is important. And look, if Mother Nature wins, if we don't pay attention to what's going on in our house, if we're wishing death, destruction, eschaton, whatever, look, it's all manifested through what would be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Now, wouldn't you agree with that?
I will agree to the extent that we have been programmed to become complacent, apathetic, indifferent sheeple stooges who are mesmerized by Hollywood and the sports entertainment.
But Hollywood is programming us, at least giving us the revelation of the method as to what comes, and it's always what? Into darkness, after Earth, Oblivion, other shows like Walking Dead and World War Z and zombies and this is the end. It's a comedy, but it's about the end of the world. And then, of course, what comes after this is the end? A man from space comes down from the sky and is confronted by black helicopters and tanks, and he's the one that's going to save the world from all of its peril.
Hey, you know, comic relief is great. I love that, and I will say this, that I still hold out hope. I think and believe that at the local county level we can organize.
We can, and I agree. I'm out of time. Brett, you're the man. Thank you for calling in tonight from WTAM. I love you, man. Take care.
Thanks, brother.
Bye-bye. Take care. 888-673-3700. We'll be back. The world's gone whack. The weather's gone whack. It's all going whack. What do we do? Whack back. But how do we do it? Well, we have to prepare for one thing. The economy, of course, is going to suffer. This article in Atlantic Magazine got my attention today, saying that all these little types of sun storms and weather storms and all these things are going to do a number on the economy, and we have to prepare for this. And many times there are going to be government organizations like Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Red Cross, and others not going to be able to handle all the demand for help and all the demand for relief from disasters that happen that are just numerous. We have a huge storm now forming. It's going to affect a lot of people, millions of people across the country. It's called the derecho. It's going to be huge. I'm looking at all kinds of footage out of Alberta, Canada, tornadoes, hail, strange weather, and it's all heading our way. And I just think to myself, gosh, it's just been, and in fact, here where I live, I mean, look, just the other day, I had close to what could be called a sunstroke. I was in the heat for a whole day at an amusement park with my family because it's a celebration here we call Rose Festival. On Sunday, I was down for the count. I couldn't move. I was in such pain. And, you know, now I got a pretty nice tan and I'm doing okay. But still, I was feeling crappy. And now I have to wear a coat. Why? Well, the temperatures have now dropped The high today was about 50. Going to get down to about 41, close to 30 tonight. The storms are forming over here, too. But why the drastic change in temperatures from the mid-80s back down to the 40s for lows? It's just amazing how this is happening. And I think a lot of it has to do with what's going on with the sun. And it doesn't really seem too far-fetched to think that maybe our leaders are giving nature just a little bit of a push with all the toxicity they create. Let's go to Becky in Tennessee. XM 246, you're on Ground Zero.
Hi, Clyde. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I drive over the United States. Probably twice a week I make it from Texas to Michigan. And I notice there's a little coincidental clouds that appear behind these jets after that they start. And they're usually, you know, two or three and sometimes more. But they leave these contrails, not like back when I was, you know, a child and they would dissipate. And they would go away after a while. These grow, and they grow into storms. And I've noticed that, like even last week in Indiana and Illinois and down through Missouri. And when I got down to Arkansas, it was crazy. So is it a coincidence, or is maybe those jets forming these storms?
Well, a lot of people, even NASA's investigated the effects of contrails, which are condensation trails, which are normal. They form about 30,000, 40,000 feet. But then there's the chemtrail, which they have done studies on these chemtrails and found that many of them are dropped a lot lower. They spread out, and they do affect the weather. Now, what is in them? Who knows? I've heard all kinds of things, and the science is still out. NASA's addressed the issue of how this may create changes in the jet stream. Some people believe they use HAARP to they use the chemtrails as markers, and then HAARP uses them to create some sort of a I guess you could say ionospheric cooking that they do for communications. I don't know all of it. I do know that, and Nick Begich has brought up, he did write the book Angels Don't Play This HAARP. I have talked with Nick Begich about this, and once again, he and I both agree that we can't always say that what is going on with the weather is all HAARP-related, and I agree with that. I think that if we immediately say HAARP to everything, we're pretty much becoming armchair investigators. We don't necessarily equate everything to HAARP. We need to understand that the Earth is a very, very, very violent place to live. The weather is very violent. Catastrophic cycles happen so many thousands or hundreds of years. We go through these catastrophic cycles, and we really need to prepare for these things. Now, and I'm not saying anything as devastating as a derecho or a tornado or a hurricane. I mean, these things may happen out there somewhere, but they may affect you later on, whether it be economically or some other way. And these are the things we need to be aware of. That's why I have a website, too, on my site. If you go to prepareyourgroundzero.com, I have stuff from the very budget-minded to the most expensive things to protect yourself and prepare yourself. What may be the effects of all this weather that the Atlantic talked about will affect the economy and eventually affect the way we all live and the way we all think about where we are on this planet. I'm seeing, this is amazing stuff that I'm seeing posted on my Facebook page. It's just remarkable. The weather is shifting. Things are going crazy. And I knew that this was something that we had to talk about. We had to talk about today because, I mean, they're talking about crust shifts, polar shifts. Look, when they start talking about things like 1 mile high tsunamis racing around the globe, and they know that they've been tracking these things, and they don't get inland too far, but 1 mile high tsunamis, superstorms like the derecho that we're seeing, earthquakes. They're saying if we had an earthquake in the right place in the United States, we would see the nation's economy buckle overnight, especially if it's a California quake, because, of course, California has been having some hard times. And then we have the threat of what's going on at Yellowstone. If we have that volcano, that would affect people in an 800-mile square radius, 800-mile-wide radius. So it would be difficult but not impossible for people to survive a mega catastrophe. And this is what you have to determine is whether or not you are prepared for whatever may happen, because it's becoming more apparent that we are seeing much of what we are used to change and abruptly make things in our life more difficult. And the best evidence is what we're seeing in the weather and what they're reporting in the weather. I've got more people posting on my Facebook page that it's all over their TV news tonight, and they're not getting any sleep because they're just waiting for the pounding from Mother Nature. And this is where we are now. Just, well, you're going to find out, you know, what it's going to be like. You know, this derecho storm, I don't know if they're going to cut away from prison to talk about this major storm, but it's going to be something if it lives up to the standard that the weather prognosticators have given us, which is amazing. 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. What do you think this is all about? Do you think that it's weather manipulation? Do you think it's the sun? I mean, this has stuck out to me today as the story that will not be told in all the noise of the PRISM scandal. And it's the biggest irony that if it did take place where the grid wipes out everything, that we wouldn't have an argument about this. Not at all. It would go completely away. All the Luddites would rejoice, and we'd go back to candlelight and pen and ink. Sounds like fun. 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. We'll be back.
FM News 101 KXL.
This is Ground Zero on FM News 101.
Ground Zero with Clyde Lewis. 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. Let's talk to Charles in Florida. Hey, Charles, you're on Ground Zero.
Yeah, hi. I'm out in Palm Springs, California, where it's been 102, 103.
Oh, okay.
So we're thinking, you know, with all these changes, you know, you got to think out of the box. Yeah. You know, and I really appreciate your show and many of the views, and just hope nothing's going to happen, because you were saying the other night about maybe trying to shut you down, you know, because we need the voices being heard. But when we're talking about all these changes, you know, thinking out of the box, I mean, I've been thinking, like these solar panels that you can buy, you know, for electricity, will they work at all? Or if you have a solar impulse, does this fry all the circuitry?
Well, a lot of circuitry does get fried. And they do claim that it'll take, if we have a Carrington event, it would take us not just, you know, 1 or 2 years. It would take more than that, maybe even 100 years if that happened. Well, there's a lot of things that you're going to have to, you know, we'd have to refigure and... those are some things that, you know, that they're putting before us. And the thing is that the reason why they do it is because I think they have an idea that it's going to happen, at least in some perspective or in some way it may happen. And that if it does, it's going to affect a group of people. But one thing they're not taking into consideration is that a lot of nuclear power plants, if power grid shut down, their coolants and
big time.
Yeah, they could overheat the power failure.
And then you have your nuclear issues, which is a huge, huge, huge problem. Well, then we thought we altered the cookbook. Instead of serving man, it would be have your neighbor for dinner.
Yes, or the dog, or the cat, or the guinea pig, or whatever. Right. I don't know if guinea pig's tasty. But Nature News, news service out of Turkey, reporting that African continent is literally unstitching itself apart, just like the sleeve of an old shirt. The East African Rift traverses from the southern end of the Red Sea, going through Eritrea, Ethiopia, Kenya, Tanzania, and Mozambique. The molten lava beneath the Earth's surface there makes it thin by consistently pushing against it, and eventually it breaks it and tears it apart, which is creating this zipper effect. It's unraveling. If you fly above the rift, you can see the land ripping apart and coming to the surface in Ethiopia. And what's coming to the surface there is the ocean. That means the ocean is coming up from the rip and the rift there in Africa. This is amazing. And it's really sad that our concerns are on this open-ended war. And some people, you know, why don't we have a cause to fight global unstitching? Because it seems like, yeah, the zipper in Africa is down, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to find a way to examine the zipper. Well, the science is in, it doesn't look that good, and it isn't as glamorous as CO2 emissions, but boy, I'll tell you, we need to pay attention to things like that, because that rift ripping apart, that's something about that goes right up there with the idea of a mantle shift or a change, and it could happen anywhere. 888-673-3700. That's 888-673-3700. We'll be back with more. Keep it right here on Ground Zero.